You. The Gadget Guy.
And Pete Blazina, the bloke in that awful shirt, is awful Larry shirt.
That's a bit subdued.
Yeah. It is a bit. It's a little quieter than normal.
Now, looks like Purple Worm.
Just got a message through from... Now, I know that Pete's been watching Justice as well. Deborah says, please persevere. It gets better and it's got great black humour in it. Okay. So well, I'm only a couple of episodes in.
Me too. So that's good because I will continue to watch it because I was about to give it up.
Now, is this blasphemous or what? But we're having hot cross buns.
Is there any butter?
Why
are we having... Paul, you bought these. Why are we having hot cross buns?
I brought them because they are the first ones that I've seen for the year. And I saw them at Coles yesterday. So I thought I'd buy some, take one home and sample it, of course, and then bring them into work today for my friends who wouldn't ridicule me or make fun of my...
Thank you very much.
Or make comments like it's a bit early, isn't it?
Oh, no, just thank you all, dude.
Thank you.
Two days after New Year's Eve, I saw them in Woolworths.
Oh,
you're
did you?
Kidding.
You're so kidding. I figure that we'll soon be celebrating Christmas and Easter together.
Yeah, but we haven't put any butter in them. That's the problem.
Okay.
Now,
Pete said when he came in and we were doing a very quick search, a very quick search on Google for something, he said that most browsers these days, a lot of people don't know this, but if you hit Command F...
Or Control F if you've got a PC.
On my Mac, it's Command F. Yep. Up comes a search box. And am I searching Google or am I searching my computer? Or what am I searching?
You're searching the document that you're in or the web page you're on.
Yeah, okay. Let me just... Yeah, James Elroy we were looking up. Oh, yes, there it is. Wow, it's highlighted it. Look at this, Paulie. Well, see how it's highlighted his name?
Ah,
it's gone through the document I've got opened and found what I was looking for, highlighted everywhere through the document where James Elroy's name is, is highlighted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, that's... I didn't know that was there.
No, and you and I, like almost 100% of people, have got no idea about those F keys.
So who put that in? You said it's also on the PC and it's in Apple, so it's not Apple specific and it's not Windows specific?
It's in, and it'll work with all your browsers. It's a command that works with Windows and Apple.
Okay.
Or iOS. But
why didn't somebody tell us?
Yeah, I know. look, you'd probably know Control C is copy, Control V is paste.
I use those a lot,
But did you know Control Z undoes the command?
Yes, I knew that.
And did you know that Shift Control Z will redo the command above?
Yes, I know that from the old days when I used to use Windows, actually, a long, long time ago, when we used to use disks.
Yeah.
Now there's a confession.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I'm old. I was around in 1990.
And I didn't know this one. Control H gives you your history.
Control H gives you your what?
Control H gives you your history in that browser. So it's the last page.
Oh, okay. Control H. Whoops, hang on.
Command H.
It's gone. The whole browser's gone. Hang on a second.
It's deleted everything.
Command. No, it doesn't work in mine. Sorry.
George lost everything.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Now, listen,
And then, listen, this is part of the problem where they stop making manuals for computers.
Yes.
And then they come up with this fancy thing, oh, we'll download the introduction or something online. They do the same with cameras, with all sorts of devices. Mm. We bought the new car late last year, and the manual was like a phone book.
Yep.
And I thought, isn't this wonderfully old-fashioned? And I love it. It's great to have it written in a book where you can turn to page 43 and it says hit Command F and what'll come up?
Well, unfortunately, your use-by date is burning through on your forehead. Paul and I can see it.
but this was a cheap way for all the companies like Apple and Google and Microsoft to get out of supplying what they should.
Windows used to come with a telephone book.
Yeah. I mean, it was... at least you could look it up. And you could go to the bookshop and there'd be lots and lots of books about, you know, Windows for workers and whatever, you know, to get on top of your Apple.
For idiots.
Yeah. And you could go in and you could look it up in the book and then you put it back on the shelf, you know.
Yeah.
Used to do that a bit at Borders, when Borders was there.
I'm one of those people that buys
Naughty
something,
boy.
Throws the instruction book away and spend the rest of my life complaining how useless the appliance is. Yeah.
Now, 13 13 32 is the number. If you've got a techie question for Pete, Just before we go to calls, we've got a prize. We're giving this away today.
Yeah, look, this is quite remarkable. It's called an Illum Solar Shaftless Skylight. So if you want to put a skylight in and you're in the bottom apartment of...
Bad luck.
Bottom building, you're not going to get a shaft going through the rest of the building. So interestingly, this unit is a light and it emulates...
A skylight.
A skylight. So it emulates a lighting that's outdoors. So
it means it's a soft light, is it?
Yeah, it's a soft light. But if it's like the middle of the day, it'll be quite bright.
Yeah.
And of course it stores, so at night it can go to the solar panel.
Works off solar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but hang on, this would be the only skylight that works at night.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So actually, what it is, it's a big soft light.
Yeah.
That it's not like having a spotlight coming out of the roof. It's a soft light like a skylight.
Yeah, so let's say a day like today where it's quite cloudy, it would emulate what it's like outside.
How much does it cost?
The one we're giving away, and it's going to be decided by Judge Jane outside, the one we're giving away is worth $214.
That's with the solar panel?
With the solar panel.
But you've got to put it in yourself.
Yeah, you've got to put the solar panel in. Yeah. And that's really all that needs to be done.
That's interesting.
It's a great idea. And, you know, it's been, architects are loving it because you could put it in apartment blocks.
Yeah.
And you would have the feeling of natural light coming in.
You're on about the third floor in a 20-story building and you've got skylights.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Great idea. All right, 13 13 32, and Jane will select one of our callers, so be on your best behaviour. One of our best callers today, and they'll get the skylight thing. Rod's Bing. First. Are you there, Rod?
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I have a twofold problem with my Samsung S5. I've only recently inherited it.
Right.
Yesterday I downloaded the latest Android update, like 900 meg, and I hate it.
You want to get rid of it.
Yeah, now I back up on keys on my laptop.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if I'd plug it back into the computer and just hit restore, will that take up that last Android program?
It should. I'm in the same boat. I looked at it very early this morning, and I thought, I really don't like this. I want to go back. I haven't gone through the process. So I'm reticent, without having done it myself, to recommend it. But it should, in theory, restore to where you were before you loaded the new software on.
Okay. In my second fold,
yeah.
I used to have an S3 before that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was using that charger on this phone.
Yep.
And the charger packed it in.
Right.
So I've gone out and got a couple of different ones that didn't work. Went to JB Hi-Fi, made sure it was for a S5.
Yeah.
And what was happening, it'd have been in sleep mode but on charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it would like wake up as if you just plugged it in to be charged, and it kept on doing that. So I got this one from JB Hi-Fi, tested it. Worked okay. I said, okay, I'll put it in the bedroom so I can charge overnight. All through the night, it's going off and on as if you're plugging it in and out all the time.
You've got all the connections in as far as they'll go?
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
Something faulty.
Yeah, either that or you've got a problem, the power... I've got a power conditioner that I have with my home entertainment system. And it gives you a display in terms of what the current voltage is, and it dances all over the place. So you know, we're 250 volts, and the frequency of the just moves around. I won't go into great detail with it. It might be that where you are, it's causing a problem. You need to get a power conditioner, and you can get quite inexpensive ones.
Where do you get them from?
JB Hi-Fi or J-Car would be the best place to go. It sounds to me like that's what it is, without actually seeing it happen and you know, measuring what's coming through, the wattage that's coming through. It's hard to be sure, but it would be worth going to, say, J-Car. If you've got if it doesn't solve the problem, they'll take it back.
Right. Good on you, Rod. Thank you. It's 17 to 11. George and Paul Peeblesina, the Gadget Guys, with us. 13 13 32 is the number.